Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Bill and Melinda Gates shocked the world when they announced earlier this month they're getting a divorce. It left many wondering about the future of their foundation.
After nearly three decades of marriage, Bill and Melinda Gates have filed for divorce, ending what some consider one of the most consequential marriages in American history.
They've been a power couple for decades, their global work carrying the stamp of their union. They fought poverty, disease, and inequity together as a team with their Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
More on the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates, many wondering what this means for their massive fortune, approaching $150 billion.
Since then, there's been a steady trickle of scandalous reports about Bill Gates, and they have shattered the carefully crafted public persona that he's been building for more than 20 years. Here to explain is Recode's Teddy Schleifer. Hey, Teddy.
Hey.
So, Teddy, what's been going on?
So, a few weeks ago, we learned that Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce, that they have irreconcilable differences. And, you know, it's a sad story that obviously has potentially profound implications for society, but it's sort of a contained drama, so to speak. What's happened this week is that we are learning more and more, seemingly by the day, about the circumstances that led to the divorce. And this is devolving, to put it bluntly, into a tabloid-esque melodrama involving the likes of Jeffrey Epstein to, you know, a boardroom investigation into an affair with a Microsoft employee. We've known for a couple of weeks now that Bill and Melinda Gates were getting divorced, but the reasons are probably spicier than anyone could have imagined. And, you know, this matters because Bill and Melinda Gates are two of, you know, the world's most important figures.
So what is the relationship between Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, or what was it?
So Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein have been friends or associates, at least, for a while. And we've known that. That's public information that was reported about a year ago when, you know, the Epstein revelations first came out. Bill Gates at the time apologized for his friendship with Epstein, you know, his belief that he had somehow legitimized Epstein, who was already a convicted sex offender at the time. But we now are learning that there was an impact to those revelations, that Melinda Gates felt strongly enough that, you know, Bill Gates had betrayed his values, that she began to seek out divorce lawyers in 2019. That's point one. Point two is we know that Bill Gates' relationship with Epstein may have been deeper and broader than initially reported. There have been stories over the last couple of days that suggest that Epstein and Gates were actually meeting fairly frequently, that Gates even at one point was consulting Jeffrey Epstein, again, a convicted sex offender, on his romantic troubles, on Gates' romantic troubles with Melinda Gates. So we're learning that there's more shoes to drop on the Epstein-Gates friendship. And we also are learning that this was not just a one-day story. There were consequences to this.
The Epstein stuff is scandalous on its own, but we're also seeing reports that there was inappropriate behavior from Bill Gates at work, even an affair with an employee in 2000. Is that right?
That's right. And the Gates folks are on the record admitting this, that 20 years ago, Bill Gates had an affair with a Microsoft employee sometime around 2000. And we never knew about it. And what we have learned, or what has been reported over the last few days, is actually that Microsoft, where Gates was on the board of until fairly recently, Microsoft launched an investigation, much belated, like 20 years later, into that affair. Obviously, this was happening after the Me Too era, you know, and Gates eventually resigned from the Microsoft board around the time of this investigation. Gates' spokespeople deny that the investigation was a factor, and the investigation was never really concluded, according to the Wall Street Journal. But this is just another sign of kind of the questionable conduct that is surrounding Bill Gates when it comes to his romantic life. And now we're seeing real consequences to it. It's not just, oh, he had an affair. We're seeing it led to the dissolution of, you know, one of America's most important marriages. And it may have played a role in his leaving of the board of Microsoft, one of America's most important companies.
So we're learning about all this as we're still trying to suss out the news of the divorce itself, which has brought up a lot of questions about Bill and Melinda Gates, their foundation, their philanthropy. How does the scandal affect the way that we understand the future of the foundation?
That's a great question. I mean, so the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is, a $50 billion charity. It's, America's biggest philanthropy. It's an important institution, just to put it simply. The Gateses have presented to the public that all is well, that the Gates Foundation will continue to operate at full speed. Bill and Melinda Gates are remaining as trustees. You know, they're still going to be running the foundation as friends, even if not as life partners. What the last week has revealed is certainly that the public should be skeptical that everything will be just like the old days. Obviously, there are more questions to answer in a way that maybe 2 weeks ago, you might have bought the company line that everything is going to be fine. Now it's clear that there were real profound relationship issues and honestly more like just fundamental trust issues, which make it hard to believe at least that it's going to be just like it was before the divorce. Because if these two people are running an organization, anyone who's worked in a company where there's a breakdown of trust between leaders, it can be hard for a philanthropy or any foundation or any company to sort of exist at the same level. So ultimately, that's really the reason this all matters for folks who are listening who wonder, why do I care about Bill Gates' affair in 2000? The Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is one of America's most important institutions and probably affects your life in ways you don't even totally understand. So that's why the marriage, matters to other people who are not in the marriage.
Teddy, you wrote in your piece, which we'll link to in the show notes, that Bill Gates will never be the same. Or maybe it's that we'll never look at Bill Gates in the same way. Tell us what you think all this means for Bill's legacy.
So over the last 20 years, dating back around 2000 when Bill Gates stepped down as CEO of Microsoft, when this affair allegedly happened, Bill Gates has reinvented his legacy, I think, very successfully. When Bill Gates left Microsoft in 2000, or left as CEO at least in 2000, Microsoft was, the Facebook of its era, or the Amazon of its era, this sort of tech giant dogged by questions of monopolization. Are these good people who run the institution? Gates was facing antitrust scrutiny. A consequence of his philanthropy is that his reputation is much, much improved from 20 years ago. We did a poll recently here at Recode, which found that 55% of Americans had positive things to say about Bill Gates. Only 35% had negative things to say. That's much better than other tech billionaires we had polled. So Gates is an American hero to lots of people. You might even forget that he ran Microsoft. It was 20 years ago. It depends how old you are. You might not even know Bill Gates of Microsoft fame. You might only know him as this humanitarian icon. He's been knighted by Queen Elizabeth. He won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest honor from Barack Obama. He's starring in Netflix shows. Gates seems like this unalloyed good person. Now there's going to be not an asterisk necessarily, but it's complicated. His legacy is certainly complicated. And this aura is, I think, probably permanently shattered to some extent.
Well, knowing what I know now, I know I will never look at Bill Gates the same way. Teddy Schleifer, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.